Blog Talk Radio.
Ask the person next to you, would you still say yes?
Will your heart and soul say yes? Will your spirit still say yes? There is more that I require of thee. Will your heart and soul say yes? Now will your heart and soul say yes? If I told you what I really need, would your heart and soul say yes? Now will your heart and soul say yes? Will your spirit still say yes? God is saying, there is more that I require of thee. Will your heart and soul say yes? Will your heart and soul say yes? Will your spirit still say yes? If I told you what I really from thee, would your heart and soul say yes? So just say
yes.
Open up your heart and tell the Lord yes.
Yes.
See yes.
Yes.
Yes. Say I'll obey
yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
I walk straight
yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
But this time I'm
yes. Yeah.
My soul says yes, Jesus. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. He's saying there's more that I require of thee. There is more that I require of thee. He's calling you higher.
Yeah.
There is more that I require of thee. He said, don't be afraid of men and their faces. Don't be afraid, don't be afraid, don't be afraid. And I'm calling you out of your dry place. I'm calling you out of your dry place. Say it. Come on up a little higher. Come on up a little higher. Come on up a little higher. 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 I'm calling you. I'm predestined you before the world began to do my will. To do my will.
Father, we honor you and bless you, God, on this evening. We press in your presence, O God, and we exalt your holy and your marvelous name. Not only do we say yes, God, we say thank you. We say yes, Lord God, in those moments that you ask us to do something, God. You seek us, Lord God. You seek us out to obey your will, God. You call upon us in this season, God, to do your holy and marvelous word, God, to fulfill, Lord God, your will in the earth realm. And for that we say yes. But then we say thank you, because you could have chosen someone else. You could have ignored our needs, O Heavenly Father. You could have left us alone. You didn't have to wake us up today. You didn't have to bless us throughout this day. So, God, we say thank you, and we say yes. We praise your name, oh God. We bless your name. And we say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We exalt you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I praise God for each and every one of you on this evening. Praise the Lord and good evening. This is, you have tuned into Tehillah Worship. And this is Pastor Joffrey Hook. And it is here where we reverence the Lord, because his glory covered the heavens and the earth was full of his praise. And so I pray that you are filled with his praise. You are filled into overflowing. And then you desire in this hour, in this moment, in this time to then pour out, to exalt him, to glorify him, to commune with him, to bask in his glory. And so we do want to take that time on this evening to provide some space and opportunity for you to meditate on his word, to seek his face, to press into his presence. But we also want to take some time tonight to pray. Pray for a loved one, pray for a friend, pray for an enemy, pray for a colleague, pray for a neighbor, pray for a sibling or parent, family member, co-worker. Seek God's face for someone else. If you're a leader in the church, a leader in a marketplace, pray for those that God has put under your authority. And if you are one who are under authority, pray for those that God has placed you under. And so this is Tehillah Worship. And as always, we come before you on this evening and every Sunday evening at this time. And then I encourage you to prepare to engage the Holy Spirit throughout this week by preparing to engage the Holy Spirit tonight. Let us begin by going into our time of intercession and meditation. Posture yourself in prayer. Posture yourself to hear from the Lord. And when you hear from Him, prepare your heart to say yes. This is Tehillah Worship. I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and is become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. This is Tehillah Worship.
Come fly this place and tell. Ask him, say, Lord, pour out your spirit. And not just for me, not just for mine, not just for my household, but more, more, more than enough. Help us to live in the overflow this morning.
Take one moment and look back over our shoulders and see how far God has brought us. To see that we would not be here tonight had God not preserved us, protected us, put his hand on us, put angels all around us. And so tonight may every tongue be loosed from the prison of complaining and find liberty and praise. May every hand be free to clap and to be lifted. May every voice be raised. That wherever the name of Jesus is mentioned, may there be a testimony that the heavens are open, the doors are open, the windows are open, our hearts are open, and he is more than enough. He is our El Shaddai. He is our Lord forever. Everybody that believes it, ought to put those hands together, ought to lift up your voice right now and shout it more than enough. enough. Generational favor coming upon you, that God's blessing will put you in places beyond your education, open up doors beyond your training, that God will drop you in the middle of the biggest days of your life, and that God will give this generation an abiding presence, something that you don't have to stir up, something that you don't have to crank up, something that doesn't have to be worked up, but may God set up His tabernacle among His people, and may the presence of God be with you. May God bless you and strengthen this day and this generation in the name of Jesus.
If you believe it, say yes.
Decrees and affirmations, and we bless God that heaven hears our faintest cry. Amen and amen. I am grateful that we have come to another point where I could just release this word over you on this evening, this word of encouragement, this word of edification, and it has just come upon my heart tonight to shift into a time, into a moment of intercession, a moment of prayer. And I want us to take some time, take these last few minutes as we're coming down to the end of our hour, and release a prayer for men. Release a prayer for the men in your communities, the men in your home, the men in your workplaces, the young men, the seasoned men, the homeless men, the children, the children who have no men in their lives. I pray for the men who have abandoned their children, the men who have left their homes, the men that are incarcerated. Pray for these men. But I want to read this verse of scripture, because you may be one of these people who need prayer. And the word of God says in Psalms, the 121st division of Psalms, says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. The word of God is blessed. And so I just want to play these next couple of songs and encourage each and every one of you to just begin to pray for the men in your lives. Pray for men that God has put in your life, that he'll put in your spirit to pray, and begin to lift them up. Some of them need help. Some of them need to know that the Lord is their help, and that he is with them. This is the healing worship. Let us pray.
Tonight. Yeah, I need.
the end of another episode of Tehillah Worship, and I am so grateful. I am so grateful that you joined me for another time of prayer, of meditation, of intercession, of spending time in His presence and fellowshipping one with another. I know I can't see you face to face. You can't see me face to face, but in spending this time on this program, we have fellowshipped one with another, and I pray that you receive something. I pray that you heard something, not just from me, not at all really from me, but more specifically from the Lord, from the Holy Spirit. Receive something from the Word of God in your time of meditation, and that you have been edified on this evening. So to that end, I bid you adieu. I pray God's best blessings be upon you. I pray that you enjoy your Labor Day on tomorrow, and I pray that you have an opportunity to minister the Word of God to someone. He that wins souls is wise. Get your wisdom on this week. And whatever the Holy Spirit has for you to do throughout this week, I pray that you be activated and you have all of the instruments that you need to be fruitful, not just successful, but be fruitful in the holy exploits, kingdom exploits that you are to do this week. God bless you. We'll be back next week, and I hope that you join me, and I hope that you tell somebody about Tehillah Worship and what we're doing here on Blog Talk. God, thank you again for your support, for your spirit, for your prayers, and for being a part of this program. Good evening, and God bless you.